Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. You probably didn't hear the intro song here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia because it's a little explicit.
Yeah.
Expletives. Many expletives.
Yeah.
Anyway, Quimby. Green Legion Radio joined alongside Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, John Durante, Slash, Super Sam back at home taking care of Donna, and of course, Eagles legendary wide receiver, Dr. and Reverend Irving Fryer. How is everybody this evening?
We're back in the house.
It's going to be this way from here on out, everybody. And where most people don't have much to talk about regarding football, we do.
Not to mention
the fact that we have a Diaz, so that
we can make it up.
You know,
Diaz will make it up
just as we go. But Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gamble. We have John Durenzi in from Penn Distributors. He's responsible for all the Bud Light you guys drink.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. There
you go, baby. You got it.
A true hero.
Not all heroes wear capes, right?
And we are going to get to our predictions. Well, Diaz and Irv didn't have a chance to give their predictions last week because they were both out of studio, but you guys know that we had our predictions. Slash has them all written down, so we'll go through that again here in a little bit. But we're going to try to get through that as fast as possible, but it's not going to be fast. More than likely, we might get their predictions for the first half of the season, and
we'll get Diaz for weeks 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if I'm giving my predictions, you got to keep my mic on during the whole thing. You know, I mean, that's fair training.
No promises, sir. So we're going to do that, and we're quite happy with extending this as long as possible. We thought that we were going to have some downtime last week when we were discussing the schedule, and we barely got through week nine, because we got through the bye week, but I think Pittsburgh is the last one we stopped at, right?
I think so. Yeah. Week eight was the last week. So week eight
was the last week. All right. Anyway, so we're going to do that. We're going to talk as much football as we possibly can. It does deserve some note. As you guys know, we are taping this show on Thursday for your drive down to or back from the shore, as you're listening to us here at the 1 o'clock hour on Saturday. Phillies are 7 in a row. We're going to let Sack loose for a little bit before Diaz says, "Oh my God, Sack, can you stop getting back on the bandwagon?" Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the apologist, Sack.
There it is. It didn't take very long.
Now just take a lesson here. That's what the Sixers should be doing with Doc Rivers.
Well, there we go.
And I'm not going to disagree with that.
And, we'll let him have that time. And obviously Irv, if you guys saw on social media,
was social media good? It's just wonderful.
Sometimes.
No, I love social media
managers. They're the best. Social media managers.
You know what? 15 years ago when I got laid off of social media, it was great, but not so much anymore.
Well,
it's okay.
Well, they've caught on to you.
You didn't want to go there.
I didn't cuss. We're good. It's sports, man. This is guys. This is 90% guys listening to this. We're having this conversation. We're fine.
You know, every 15 minutes, a man thinks about sex.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I unfortunately broke that record.
Some are sooner, but every 15 minutes. We can't go 15 minutes. Actually, it's really 7 minutes.
What are you trying to tell us, Irv?
I don't know.
I'm sitting next to you.
The average was.
I'm not telling you anything.
The average was 45 minutes, and then Quimby was born.
it really is 7 minutes, but yeah. So Quimby, well, let's time and see if Quimby says something else within the next 7 minutes.
Within due time.
Within the next 7 minutes, yeah.
I can break your shatter records easily, bro. Anyway, Irv was at practice yesterday. He's got a lot to talk about. He met two of his fraternity brothers, N'Kobe Dean.
Yes.
And Jalen Hurts. That was fun. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to send a shout out to my fraternity brothers, Theta Chi at Drexel, the Beta Theta chapter, and our loss of my pledge brother, the guy who I sat next to in the meeting room for every meeting while we were pledging, the guy I sat next to when we were not so hazed during Hell Week, Rich Dolan, brother. I hate to see you. Hate to see you go, man. There's a lot of people that are hurting around. And like we talked about on shows recently, you know, as you get older, that's what you got to live with. Mm-hmm. Fact of the matter is, it wasn't as prevalent back when we were growing up because we didn't have social media. We didn't have as many friends. You know, I had only met David Harris once, but I considered David Harris a friend because he was engaging.
Talked
to him
on the phone, yeah.
You know, he was always, you know, and you feel the sting of that loss. But at the same time, you know, you got to remember that there is no end without a beginning, and there's no beginning without an end. And fact is, I think the world has become a smaller place with social media, and I think we are better for it, even though sometimes it could be a real ball ache, but
it depends on what you use it for.
Right. Yeah. You can abuse it and misuse it.
It's like for sure. And I certainly do. But
are you suspended again? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Not
are
you.
Suspended from Facebook again?
But it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
I forget what I typed in yesterday.
Did it begin with a C?
No.
That's normally how you get suspended.
Hey, well, if you watch any of The Boys, you're hooked on that word. I'm not going to lie. I love Urban. An angry Scottish bastard who wants to kill the most powerful man in the world. If you're not watching The Boys on Prime Video, you are just missing.
Have you the new season?
Oh God, yeah.
It looks like they've upped the gore. The gore is like it's comedically
hysterical.
It's disgusting.
It is.
The first time you see it, you're like, oh my God, that woman's head just exploded.
The first 15 minutes of the first episode. Like, honestly, man, I don't want it, but I want to read your script pad, your prescription pad. I want to know the combination that got you to actually think about miniaturizing yourself and entering into a man that way.
Wow.
Don't bang on the table.
Sorry. Yeah, that was bad. That's like Homelander after he found out his numbers were up, right?
The genius of that show, though.
Except from the other side.
The genius of that show is they take, like, the opening scene, and we're not giving away the whole thing, but the Flash. You know, the Flash is really fast, and, you know, he's a hero and all that stuff. But then you think about if this guy was just running around the city, how many, like, accidents there would be, and what's the results? Because in the cartoons or the comics or whatever, it's just like, oh, everyone will be fine.
Yeah.
But it's the whole series starts on this thing. I'm just going to give it away because it happens in the first 5 minutes.
Don't.
No, it's good.
He's a spoiler guy. No.
Let him say it because it's not like I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. So the very first thing, this dude, he's walking with his fiance or his girl. Oh, they're moving in together, right? And all of a sudden, like, there's this, like, slow-mo gust of wind. And
all he's doing is holding on to her arms.
Her arm. And he looks and like just like because the guy who's the Flash, whatever his name is, I forget.
A-Train.
A-Train just is running away and he's so fast he just runs through her and she like disintegrates.
Explodes.
And you're like, oh my God, like this is nuts. But they think about what if superheroes were real? You know, what's the really – what would happen to the people on the ground?
John, do you watch any of this?
I do not. I don't watch
it. It's hilarious. I think it's hilarious.
I'm definitely going to.
It's some of the best beach binge watching. If you bring your pad out with you, you're good to go.
So you recommend watching it?
Okay, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Really? Season 3 just came out last weekend, I think.
You think that's something that I would enjoy watching?
I don't know.
No. Yeah. I'm a viewer.
But in all fairness – it's so incredibly creative. Like, you know, okay, superhero movies, what's the next monster? All right.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm sure Love and Thunder is, you know, just going to have another
Dragon
monster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it just gets bigger and bigger. Eternals. Okay, now this thing's as big as a planet. All right, the next monster. This isn't it. This is us battling the superheroes while they battle themselves for
For money. For they're money. Like owned by a corporation, yeah. And the corporation's like, listen, and then they split up like rescue duties, and it's your turn, it's my turn. Listen, I haven't had a cover in 2 years, and I was, you know, the. So it's all like.
How did you get a business. Book before I did?
Right, like all like the entertainment world, like acting and stuff.
And there's one guy who is the strongest man in the world. His name is Homelander. And he's a prick.
He is.
He's just an absolute, you know, imagine if Clark Kent was an ass.
And like,
so it's, like it's a microcosm. It's the superheroes, no, but they're a microcosm of the real world.
No. Yeah, Hancock sure. doesn't want to have any part of it. He's just drunk trying to get through life. Homelander wants all the glory.
He wants all the smoke.
And the power.
Okay.
Yeah. And he said in this most recent, I'd prefer to be loved. But I could take care of business if I'm not.
So. I'm not spoiling anything. Everyone attitude. That's listening on YouTube, we love everyone that's listening on YouTube right now, but that is not spoiling the show. It's literally the first 3 minutes of a three.
Yeah, we're not spoiling anything. Spoiling
what this shows is how much they don't love you.
Yeah, they're happy I'm back. It's been a while.
Oh, God.
Man, this is going to be an interesting live read because I shouldn't normally be doing it right now, but I'm going to do it if I can find the damn.
Let's go, Diddy.
Sheep.
Wow. First read. Here we go.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds, because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Dave Bavuso, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. If you don't get Dave, ask for Bernadette. I just switched all of my auto and renter's insurance policies over to them this week. And
very nice.
Well, I got a new whip, so yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, man. That thing is nice.
Yeah, Boston's going to look good in that after the Giants game.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to let anybody have that thing this year.
We're going on a road trip.
We'll see. We'll see.
Quimby, we're going on a road trip.
Individual premiums will vary by customer or applicant subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. I'm paying about $45 less than I was with the last vehicle per month. And I think State Farm gets a reputation because of the amount of money they spend in advertising that they aren't the most affordable. I was completely wrong. And my renter's insurance was half the price. So.
Talk about State Farm. We're going to State Farm's arena or State Farm Stadium this year.
That's it.
4 months from today.
Yep.
Arizona, baby.
Anyway, one more time. Dave Bavuso, 856-740-5012. I am part of it. Sack is part of it. Diaz might be part of it soon. We're going to find that out soon enough.
Made my call today.
Yep. And, seamless, painless. And as you guys know, I don't like any of that crap. So literally she's like, okay, I'm going to send you this, this, and this. You need to do this, this, and this, and you're done. And I'm like,
beautiful.
Okay, and we literally were on the phone for 3 minutes, and I had to respond to 2 emails. And I had everything I needed, and that's great. Yeah, you know, there is a value in convenience and time. We all know. So anyway, make sure you check those guys out. I think we have to start off with Irv at practice. I think that's the way to go here. We're about 12 minutes in, we got some time.
Yeah.
And even if, you know, if we don't finish that segment, we've got plenty more. So
Irv, I'm gonna
dish this off to you. I think it was funny because, I'd like to maybe segue.
Just set it up.
Well, when you came in.
Right.
And we first started talking about this, you're standing next to Dick Vermeil. And if you don't know, you know, Dick cries a lot, but he's also hard son of a bitch. All right. Fact. And Irv and Dick Vermeil were talking and like, wow, this is a lot different.
Yeah. It's, I was really, really surprised at how laxed, how laid back, how unlike football practice was like anything that I've ever experienced in terms of when I played and when I practiced. Not saying that it's right or it's wrong. It's just, it's different. I mean, music is going on. You got, they're not really the coaches. You don't hear the coaches talking. There's no yelling. I didn't hear a coach raise his voice. I didn't hear any coaches say anything the whole time I was there. I'm not saying this is right. I'm not saying it's wrong, but man, is it different. It's, the attitude, the mentality, the energy was definitely positive, but it wasn't as demonstrative, I guess you can say, as it was when I played ball. Even though it was a mini camp, so to speak, OTA, and there were some guys that weren't there that I was surprised. Supposedly, they had three practices last week, and they had three practices this week. And the last practice for this week was yesterday. Thought maybe that they would turn it up a little bit because it was the last practice and we're not going to see one another for a while. But when I went to off-season training or to mini camps, that was a time when we were able to get together and go repetition, get repetition. You're not hitting. You don't have pads on. You got to wear a helmet in case somebody runs into someone else. But that was an opportunity for us, particularly if someone in a key position was coming in and they were new. It was an opportunity for us to get repetitions in, repetitions, because when you do it over and over and over again, though you may not be doing it in a game, in an actual game setting, environment, repetition really is what matters. That's what's going to happen because your body's going to kick in and that and your natural instincts are going to take over when you're in the heat of a game. And mini camps are when you're able to get that repetition in. Training camp is different, obviously, now than it was when I played, but that's also an opportunity to get those repetitions in. So it was really different to my surprise and to Coach Vermeil's chagrin.
I got a question about it. It's itching me. As you're saying this, it's kind of what I was thinking. Do you think, I mean, or unless you know, you were talking to someone, do you think now it's because they do have such limited time together that it's really not about stopping and coaching, like get your reps in, get some video in. We're going to give it to you to work on. You know, like they're just like, listen, instead of me wasting 60 seconds, I only have so many reps of you.
Right.
Get your reps in, then we'll critique it and we'll talk about it later. Like kind of. Like.
Well, that was kind of my interpretation of what was happening when I looked at what was going on, and then I thought about it. Okay, maybe they're doing most of their coaching in the film room. They come out, they get their reps in, they watch it on film, and they do their corrections and do the coaching inside in the film room when they've had these guys sitting, you know, for hours at a time. So. Yes, there's not. And they were doing, you know, they had their individual drills. Quarterbacks were doing their drills. The receivers were doing their drills. The linemen were doing their drills. And there was a lot of good stuff I saw that was going on, stuff that I was never taught when I was playing that I saw happening out there. But so, yeah, that was my interpretation of what was happening.
Does that scare you guys? I mean, it's a new coaching staff, second year. It's new, but is everyone doing it? Are we doing it? You see, the Bears lost a day. They were hitting and they lost one of their days. They can only do five OTAs instead of six. Like, it's a new way of doing it, like you said, Irving, but is it better? Nobody's getting hurt. I don't know. Is it a good way or a bad way?
It's supposed to be, from what I understand, it's supposed to be a gearing up kind of situation where they're protecting guys' soft tissue because you don't get soft tissue injuries when you come to training camp. So they kind of rev it up. They do very little at the beginning and it revs up and you do more and more as you get closer to the season. And that supposedly doesn't shock the body and you have less soft tissue injuries. Whether that's the truth or not, I never got a soft tissue injury. Yeah. Muscles get sore when you went to training camp, but I never got a soft tissue injury.
Let's,
but
again, fair, it
was a
pro bowler, wide receiver galore, you know, Irving Fry, you're a little bit better than just regular person, you know,
the average Joe.
But it was, yeah, it was different when I first, and I'm dating myself, it was a long time ago, I was just talking to one of my teammates about this. When we went to training camp, we used training camp to get in shape. When I first got into the league, we had 6 weeks of training camp and we used training camp to get in shape. We didn't work out during the off season. There was no working out. that didn't really start happening, that off-season training and working out and preparing your body and doing all that stuff during off-season didn't really start happening with athletes in the NFL until about halfway through my career.
So what year is that, like 91,
92? Yeah, 92 in there. I started doing it when I got to Miami because that was becoming popular in the NFL. And so when I came to training camp, we got in shape in training camp. It was rough. It was rough. And I think that it does work. It is smarter, you know, preserving your guys, not working them as hard. I can remember there was a time when I was down in Miami about halfway through the season. It's starting to cool off in the rest of the country. We're playing in a cool place. And I went to switch gears when I was running and didn't have anything in the tank because we left it out on the field because we were practicing so hard down in the sun every week with Shula. So there's something to it in terms of preservation of your players.
Hold on to that thought because we're going to continue when we come back from break. Everybody, we're going to take a quick one. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, joined alongside Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, John Dorenzi from Bud Light Penn Distributors, Chris Sackmaster, and of course Slash and Super Sam as well. We're brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all your residential contracting needs, 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. You guys will be back right after this. All right, Fox Sports The Gambler, Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out for all your residential contracting needs at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. Joined alongside Irving Fryer, Eagles legendary wide receiver. Michael, shut the hell up, please, Diaz.
I haven't even got going yet.
I know.
I don't know. We're all good.
From Penn Distributors and the purpose of all of your Bud Light benders, Mr. John Dorenzi.
Yes, sir.
Good to have you in studio, sir. It's always a pleasure. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah.
That's it. Of course, Slash and Super Sam working the board. Lonnie Zimmerman's in the house. There's a lot of people here.
What up, Lonnie?
Secretary General of the I Love Diaz Nation. We we want to know what your prescription pad also says.
She's being fitted for a straitjacket.
Did you see Lonnie over at Devontae Smith's event?
No.
Oh my God, she's got a picture on the field with everybody.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Good
everybody,
job, Lonnie.
Everybody, real quick. Show's brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Diaz, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, as we talked about in the first segment. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Advantage Health Plus, Bucks County Baseball Company, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com for all your vintage Philadelphia sports gear. Again, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com. WeHateDirtyWindows.com. Both commercial and residential window cleaning. And of course, the Ludlum Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa at 4000 Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Go down and say hello to our friends, Chris and Amy.
Clancy.
Good friends of the program. Been for a long, God, I've known Amy since 1997.
That's crazy. She was only 5.
She'll be happy you said that, Diaz. So, anyway, let's get back into it. We got a lot of talk football today. A lot to talk about regarding Chris Sack with his hand raised. What do you got?
No, I wanted to get back with Irv.
Okay.
Real quick,
yeah. Just so everybody knows. I know you're on the way down to the shore or coming back from. We are happy that you are tuning into us. We're going to be entertaining as hell. While there's nobody else that can consistently talk about football for the next 6 weeks leading up to training camp, we will. That might mean you get a healthy dose of Diaz. And
that's what the listeners come for. That's what the listeners come for.
We do apologize in advance for that. However, talk about the Phillies can be as boring as the speed of baseball. And
they're hot, though. It's fun to watch them, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Way to promo Bud Light Baseball Brunch. Fantastic job.
Leave it to Murph to spice up baseball.
What do you think, John?
Hey, they are hot. They're fun to watch right now.
Right now.
Bud Light
right
baseball now. Brunch. Perfect. Man. Boring baseball. Nice.
Perfect.
Great job.
See, I set this up well all the time.
You can say what you want about baseball, but Bud Light Baseball Brunch, there is nothing boring about that show.
Well, exactly. We know. All right. Now, if you're to, but I, you know what I'm referring to? I'm referring more to the daily grind about baseball. I'm talking about some knucklehead from NJ.com trying to say that Bryce Harper was taking a shot at Joe Girardi because he said that it was nice to see the kids getting a little bit more playing
or,
time.
Or a shot at the Kyle Schwarber took a shot at Girardi last night. Come on, man. Like,
quit searching.
Right. Why are we trying to throw more dirt in the man's grave? He's already gone.
He's gone. Let him go.
But I'll tell you what,
that's
though.
That's what we do here in Philly.
I was saying on break, though, I really hope Bryce Harper can validate his contract by becoming an All-Star this year.
You want to start?
Because Diaz, I'll tell you what.
Here they go.
And there goes Diaz. Yeah. Mike.
Here they go.
Anyway, let's get back to it. We're going to talk a lot of football. We're going to continue to talk a lot of football. And we're going to talk about it for the next 6 weeks because we have that knowledge and we have that personnel on the staff. And I hope you enjoy it. Irv, continue. And I think Chris might have had a question for you before.
Sure.
Yeah, I know we were talking about how they've lightened up on practice over the years, especially since you played and you know, Dick Vermeil was a head coach in the NFL. Listen, is there somewhat – you were talking about soft tissue injuries. Somewhat, some way here, are the players too in shape? I mean, like, you know, these guys are – like, I'm not saying that you guys weren't in great shape back in the day, but these guys, like you said, they are training, they are working out all year long. And John Crux said it best one time. He's like, you know, you can't pull fat. These guys, like, they have like 2% body fat, and they don't have any wiggle room. And when they pull a hamstring or they pull a groin or they pull a calf muscle,
it's a big muscle.
It takes forever to get them back, and a quad is the worst. I pulled my quad before.
I tore my quad.
It's almost, athlete over here. Walking your dog.
That's not true.
walking his dog.
Was he walking the dog, or the dog was walking him?
By the end, the dog was walking him.
Yeah.
No, but like you see it like the transition phase. The Rams have been doing it longer than anybody else now,
right.
And you see the benefits of it. The Eagles started doing it last year, and they did not lose a lot of man games compared to previous years. We kind of got into that last year, but what's your thought on that?
Well, I have a take on that scenario as well. I agree that the athletes these days, they train too much. That's what I believe. They don't get enough time to rest. They go after
really?
The season. Then they start training. They start getting in shape. They do specific training for their specific position, but they never really rest their bodies. They never give them. You need to rest. Rest when you're working out is just as important as working out, if not so more important, because when you're working out, you're usually tearing yourself down, you're tearing muscles down, you're depleting your muscles, and you have to give them time to replenish themselves. If you're always working out and you're not resting enough, then you don't give your body, something's going to give after a while. And that's always been my take. That's always been my, my analysis of these athletes today. And why they get injured and the injuries take so long to heal is because, just my opinion and based on what I used to do, at the end of the season, I would rest. I would do nothing for a month. If I didn't have to have surgery or something like that, I would do nothing.
It didn't take me a month to get this figure. I've been resting the hell out of this thing.
Well, I would rest for a month. And then I would gradually,
for 50 years.
I would gradually work out.
I would gear
my workouts so that I would peak at training camp. So I wouldn't do a whole lot at the beginning, but by the time training camp came, I was in top shape when I came to training camp.
So, do you feel as though this entire regimen works against a football player's body as opposed to
I think it can against any athlete's body if you don't give yourself the proper rest, give yourself the time to
because
properly,
it's become extremely scientific at this
point. I know, and I could, you know, and this is just the way I did it.
But it also seems as though there are more of those injuries.
Yes.
These days than there were back in your era, or players were just tougher and played through it.
Well, that could be as well. I mean, I've had some injuries, and again, you'll hear me say this. I've said it before. You'll hear me say it again right now. There's a thin line between being tough and being stupid. And there were a lot of times I thought I was being tough, but I was really being stupid, and I should not have been on the field. But I played through injuries that I should not have played through.
Like your toe.
Like my toe, like concussions. They don't allow players to play through concussions now. You have to, you know, wait till the concussion period is over.
Where are you?
Yeah,
New York.
See both.
Who do you play for? The Jets. What's your name? I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. That's right. So things have changed in that since I played. So there are a lot of things that are different. But yes, that's just, it's interesting that you say that, Chris, because I've kind of had the same observation and come to the same conclusion in the fact that I don't think that some of these athletes rest enough because they train all year long and they train intensely all year long. And that leads to some of these soft tissue injuries or some of these injuries they get that are extreme.
Real fast, Luis Dominguez Jr., who I believe Diaz has to have a powwow with on the show this evening or this afternoon. Sorry, if you're listening on Saturday, rest the body, get treatment and massages. Unless you're Deshaun Watson, of course.
I'm going to say you.
It's good to question whether, you know, these guys do get these hamstring pulls and everything.
It's mysterious, but though, you know.
Tell me if I'm wrong, though. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. But
well, you are. You're talking.
No, no. I recall about a decade ago, our good friend, captain of the ship, Quimby over here, after doing nothing for a very extended period of time, stepped on a football field and tore his Achilles.
Well,
in
yeah,
the second
because
quarter
he was doing nothing.
No, I had the Lisfranc.
Oh, Lisfranc. Okay. I knew it was like a.
No, I just, you know what? I attempted to make my
cut. I remember
my strong point was always my speed. Well, you know that.
I witnessed it. He's not wrong. I mean,
I was
sure.
I was 60 pounds ago. I was fast as hell.
Oh yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
But I never really tried to adjust my body weight to make the cut that I attempted against that guy at the goal line, and
cut up field. Yeah.
And my foot went like this.
Well, I did the same thing when I was 55 years old. I was playing softball.
No, man, this
I was
40.
I was 55. I was 50, and I tore everything in my hamstring. But remember, as we get older, our fast twitch muscle fibers change, and we can't move fast like we used to without something giving, without tearing up the transmission when we do that.
Like Diaz walking his dog.
Well, okay.
By the way,
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Please come back to you in less than 20 seconds. I just want to say the last few weeks, probably the last month and a half, this room is really starting to take its own.
Like, it's funny.
The chat room is hysterical.
We've got characters.
Oh, look, there's everybody. Hey, there's my buddy right here.
NBC Sports Philadelphia showing.
Yeah, Barrett Brooks, Nakobe Dean, Jalen Hurts, and our boy
Irving
Fryer.
Sweet fedora.
You guys, seriously though, our chat room on YouTube it's literally taken it's becoming a world all and of itself. And we appreciate it. You don't get a chance to acknowledge so much on these shows, but Lonnie, Keenan, Mike English, Missy Hadfield, Jay Magnetti, Unhappy Gilmore, make sure you check out his show on Green Legion Radio at 6 p.m. every Wednesday. He's hysterical. Bryant Walden, Lou Mancini. God, I'm missing people, and I'm sorry because I didn't pay attention. But the conversation has been
Captain Demps
hysterical. Suzanne Traynor, Captain Demps. I'm sure Russ Taylor, of course. Cannot forget Russ. Russ is the man. It's literally evolving as we speak.
It's a show within the show.
Yeah.
You just got to get to YouTube and be a part of it.
It is. You should be. These guys are having a blast. Ashley Nataliana, 305 Sports Babe on YouTube, you guys. Make sure you check her out. 305 Sports Babe on YouTube, Ashley Nataliana. Anyway, Irv, please. Don't worry. Yeah, you're going to get humiliated soon enough.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to go on 305 Sports Babe. I demand it. I demand it after what we're going to have to do later on.
Wow.
All right, Louise, you got to get me on the show.
You should read the script on 305 Sports Babe.
I believe.
Because I think that will carry more weight and more merit.
No, they can promote it, I'll be a guest, and we can do a brief interview.
Who's going to promote you being on their show?
I would like back to Irv,
to talk about a couple of observations that I made yesterday. I know a lot of what this team is going to do this year, the Eagles, is based on what Jalen Hurts is going to do. And I know a lot of people are concerned about how much progress he's going to make from last year to this year. Is he really?
Tell him, Irv. You already told me.
Is he really the one that, you know, is he the one that can become
Neo?
Go from being a good quarterback to a great quarterback and take this team, use all these tools and weapons that we have now? So what I noticed yesterday with him, number one, he slimmed down. He's a little bit thinner, which means he's been working. He's been working not just on his quarterback skills, but he's been working on his body. So he's a little bit thinner. That means he's in better shape.
And should I put on a little Pretty Ricky?
Your body. In 7-on-7, towards the latter part of the practice, he made a couple of throws where he, you know, looked to his left. And then I don't know if he was reading his progression or if he was trying to move the safety, but he did. He didn't stare his number one target down. He looked one way and came back and threw the ball back on the other side of the field. Now, there were a couple of throws where it's just the curl route behind the out route, and he was a little bit late. I thought he could have thrown the ball a little bit sooner, but the ball was accurate. Now, what the observation that I was really impressed with was his deep ball. He threw five deep balls yesterday, and every last single one of those deep balls were right on target. The ones that needed to be outside and high, right trajectory, coming down. The defensive back couldn't get to the ball. Only the receiver could catch it. The ones in the end zone, trajectory was fantastic. Over everybody's head, right into the hands of the receivers. His ball did not look like that last year when he threw the deep ball. His trajectory and the flight of the ball was totally different. You can tell he's been working on it.
And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break here on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, and, of course, our friends at Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer and Michelob Ultra and Penn Distributors and the angry son of a bitch who drove here earlier today, John Dorenzi. Everybody, we hope you're enjoying the drive to or from the shore. We will be back with more Irving and more football and more of us muting Diaz right after this. Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia. Brought to you once again by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656 as well. Our good friends at Bud Light. Yeah!
Get drunk.
Which I don't. Sorry, Chris Sack. That's not what we promote here. But I just earlier about 4 o'clock changed my flight from an early morning flight to Florida to a late morning flight. So.
I don't even know why you book early morning flights. You know you're going to have a hard time there. You're going to be cranky. You're not going to like
it. You're going to be cranky regardless.
No, I know, but like double cranky.
I'm in a great mood today.
No, today. I'm just talking anytime in the morning.
No, I honestly feel as though I should weekly purchase some piece of crap technology. And if I have it in the kitty, literally every week.
What kitty are we talking about? Yeah.
Don't.
I think
two weeks ago was bad enough.
It was.
Both of you are on suspension right now.
I think we need some CBD.
Okay. I'm good with that too.
Take a trip down about, hey, Curaleaf, there's some synergy there. Green Legion,
so,
Curaleaf.
Anyway.
No, I just want to take a bat to a piece of equipment every day. I literally felt like I had sex when I was done with it.
I got a big question.
There it is again.
You started the show off this. He's reverting back to the office,
office space.
Excuse me, office space with the printer beatdown. And it's a classic movie. It's from the 90s. So the big question is, has Chris Sack seen it?
I have, yes.
Okay, Office Space.
I thought you were going to point out Goodfellas.
Yeah, like he still hasn't seen Goodfellas. Office Space is a classic movie. Everyone universally agrees is awesome. I thought you wouldn't watch.
I talk about destroying my printer at work every day.
Hey, Mike English, I drank all Ultra yesterday at Ludlam with my State Farm insurance. There you go. Green Legion trifecta.
I think we need a belt sponsor.
Even though we did realize that he is still suffering from a bit of the Bud Light after effect, as it is considered now the Green Legion Turfecta.
Turfecta.
That's appropriate. I mean, that sounds about right. We should get a, we should get a casino to sponsor. Like, that's our parlay of the week or whatever.
Unhappy Gilmore, Quimby. There's places that have rage rooms. Look into it. Extremely therapeutic.
Sounds like Adam is familiar with it.
Uh-huh. He knows Quimby.
Yeah, he knows.
If you've ever seen Unhappy Gilmore go off, yes.
No, I have not.
My man needs a rage room.
Wells Fargo Center has one up on the top.
Oh, that's
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a rage room up there.
The gritty room, right? Something like that.
Just his favorite. You can get a little closer to them, like when
you got it.
There we are.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. Take Franklin.
There's a rage room?
There is a rage room up there. You could beat the crap out of everything.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Flyers or a Sixers game.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about it.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, really?
It's up in the new upper level that I forget what it's called.
Like assembly room, revolutionary row, all that stuff.
That's where it's at. Yeah.
You know what? That might be the best invention of all time currently.
Yeah, and they're redoing that whole place. The club level's gone right now.
Yeah, it's going to be there's going to be like four general areas or something. Yeah, yeah.
Can they get rid of Aramark?
Oh man, Aramark.
They need better nachos there.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. I had a suite with Jari Evans. A couple years ago.
That was great.
I know it was great. You guys all loved it.
I never Why don't we do that anymore?
But we were on the opposite side of where all the concessions from Aramark came from. And you would place an order earlier in the afternoon and you wouldn't get your stuff until midway through the first, even the end of the first quarter.
I would go out of that box and walk down like the escalator to the general, the general area and get stuff and come back.
To the commoner area.
Yeah, whatever you call it. Yeah. The plebes down there.
For the Pope.
And then the lower level concourse.
That's pretty sad when the total cost for that suite is $125,000 for the season.
Yeah. It's nuts.
You should have shrimp and
shepherd's pie.
Hors d'oeuvre and shepherd's pie.
We need to.
That was a control. That was control.
That was even creepier.
That's control.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going with creepier.
The best is one of the previous.
This is not going to be a 7-minute. I'm thinking about sex segment again.
Yeah.
It's out now.
Well, that was you just said it 3 minutes ago. So you're.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you're still on schedule.
Yeah, you're benefiting yourself. Yeah.
That's how the Irving Fryer 30 for 30 is going to go. It's going to stop. What if I told you? A man who loves shepherd's pie this much.
Yeah, it's going to be a video from
one of the greatest redemption stories.
When he did it, when
NFL.
He did it before, when we were doing the pregame show, and right there in the epicenter of the sports complex, and he did the scream, it's like everybody on the corner of Patterson and 11th is like, what the hell is that?
Hey, that's funny.
That's my signature.
Missy Hadfield thought that suite was fantabulous. Merry Christmas from a few years ago, Missy. That was a fun day. How much time do we have? We only have a couple minutes, right?
Got about five minutes here.
Herb, do you want to wrap up with
just a couple more things? I noticed in training camp, the OTA yesterday, that there were some people who weren't there that I was kind of surprised that they weren't there. AJ Brown wasn't there. Devontae Smith wasn't there. Jordan Davis wasn't there. I didn't see Goddard if he was there. He may have been there if he was there, he wasn't doing anything. So these are intricate pieces that are supposed to play a big role in this year's transition that weren't there at this OTA. This is the time when, again, it's the reps. No, they're not being physical, but this is the time to get timing down and to get familiar with one another, particular AJ Brown, because he hadn't been with this team.
And you know what else? We were having a difficult time finding something else.
So, Bobby, did they have a cat stack gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
You're welcome.
Never gets old.
It got old. It got old 20,000 months ago.
You got old about that long ago, too.
So I thought that
Diaz is old.
I thought that was a little bit. That left a question mark in my mind. Okay, why are we even having the OTA then? If we're not making advances. If we're not getting better, that's the purpose in having
practices. You're throwing to your third and fourth receiver.
Right. Why are we even doing this? So that just left a question in my mind. And here's the last thing that I observed, and that's
– why do you think that was? Before you move on.
I don't know. If it were,
let me ask you this.
If it were
be
me,
honest. No, be honest, because I might be asking exactly what you were about to say.
Uh-huh.
If it was you, right, and you had the ability, all right, knowing that A, you're Irving Fryer, B, that you're as talented as you are, and C, that you don't have to be there, would you have been there?
I would have been there because I did that when I went to Miami. And I
yeah, but just, the OTAs weren't voluntary back
yes,
then.
Yes, they were.
Were they?
Yes, they were. They had.
There were no. Well, there were voluntary OTAs.
Quote unquote.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah. But now every OTA is voluntary.
Right. Some were. So half were and half weren't back then.
Right.
But I was at everyone. Why?
You were at everyone.
I wanted to get familiar with Dan. I wanted to spend time with Dan. I wanted to spend time with my new teammates to get familiar with
That's
them.
My so teammate.
We could, so
That's
we,
my quarterback.
So we could build a cohesiveness. The more time you spend together, the listen. When,
Hold
when,
on.
When the,
you are in your right mind to get up and punch Sack right okay. in the face right when, now.
Listen, when the crowd, when you're in a game and the crowd is yelling and I'm split out and we're in a away game and the crowd is at 100 decibels. Is that loud?
100 decibels is loud. You are also loud.
Yeah, we're going to have issues at 100 decibels.
Okay.
Keep going.
And I'm split out.
Diaz is about 101.
And Dan Marino is under center yelling out the signals. How do you think I hear him when it's all this noise? Because I spend time with him. We go over it and over it and over it again. And even with all this noise going on, I can hear his voice.
You know what's funny?
Because it's familiar to me. Because I've heard it so many times.
What's even funnier about that and so relative to this conversation, the more I hear Diaz, the less I hear.
Oh, I see. That whole time we put that there again, you've done better.
So being together, particularly as a team, it makes a difference. And it's changed for the fans.
You know what?
There's no training camp for the fans anymore.
We can finish up this conversation when we come back from break. And when we do finish up that conversation, it might be a couple minutes, but I want you to continue with this. Then we're going to get Diaz, Irv's, and Dorenzi's prediction for the first 8 weeks of the season.
Uh-oh.
All right. Yeah. So be prepared.
You're in. It's what do you, 50
Thanks,
bucks?
Diaz. I'm really trying to get to break right now and you're
Love
not
you.
Helping
Love
the cause.
Love
right.
you, Missy.
Awesome. Awesome. You are really sexy when you're covering what's left of the hair you have on your head. Everybody, Green Legion Radio. What's Sean Brace's hair sponsor?
Skull Shaver.
There it is.
He's all over the city.
Hey, Irv gave up. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Long time ago.
Long Carry time well. Ago. You got a good look.
Yeah.
A good
look. Remember when the And-1 man came out? When And-1?
Okay.
And-1? Yeah.
While you're wearing Fia. But it's okay.
And I shaved my head. I look like the And-1 man.
All right. By the way, get Dan Marino on the show. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, here in Philadelphia, 102.5 FM. Join alongside Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer. And we are going to start campaigning, by the way, to get Irv into the Hall of Fame. Where he should be.
About time.
Writers responsible for votes, be prepared. I'm going to be all up in that ass.
Uh-oh. We're not going to get me in that way.
Okay. Was that another reference? Because that was about another 4 minutes.
Being up in people's behinds.
Giggity. And all of them are muted, so I can just get through it. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. The show is off the hooks already, everybody. We'll be back right after this. All right, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler. Here on a Saturday afternoon, we're at the 2 o'clock hour now. Appreciate you joining us while you're heading to the shore or from the shore. If you're just floating around Philadelphia, we appreciate that as well. As you guys know, we are taping this show on Thursday evening. But, Phillies are seven wins in a row, and we're going to get to that with a little Phillies talk shortly. We do want to finish up with Irv and what he was observing at practice yesterday. But before that, Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. With over 30 years experience, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background click Bud Light check. Sorry, probably not part of the background check, but I heard that click in the background. That was great. That's an excellent sound. certified and goes through an extensive background check at Premier Window Cleaning. Your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial, Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you can't go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Irv, let's put a nice bow tie on yesterday's practice. Anything else you want to talk about?
It's just the last thing that I want to mention, and it's the two tied together. At the end of practice, everybody went in, and Jalen stayed out. There was a couple of people there with their children, and he stayed out and took them over on the field and threw the ball to them and signed autographs with them and hung out with them. Everybody else was gone. He's special. He's special. He understands it. He gets it. Regardless of what happens on the field, that's a really special guy.
He's a good character.
Yeah, he's a great character guy. I say that to say this. It's different now for the fans than it was when I was in camp or training camp. Fans don't have access to the players anymore. Lehigh, the fans were there every day. I used to love it.
Lehigh was the best.
Yes, I used to love it. The fans were there. They'd bring energy. It would make practices a little more intense. After practice, we could interact with the fans and sign autographs and, you know, make people feel good. And now that just doesn't take place. How do you all feel about that? I mean, you're not actual players.
Well, we lived that Lehigh experience.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
but it's gone. It's gone.
Well, but and understand, you know, we might be a little jaded here because we're submersed in football. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not as, you know, I don't want to take anything away from you, but I'll tell you right now, you being here, all right, one of the greatest receivers to ever step foot on a football field, mm-hmm. and one of the best Eagles receivers to ever put on the uniform. 15 years ago, I would have gawked at you like a 16-year-old girl at front row of a Justin Timberlake concert. All right. Now I just want to shake your hand and say thanks. I don't want an autograph. I don't need a photo. I want to thank you.
Well, you got me.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is,
I get what you're saying.
You might be asking the wrong panel here.
We spend a lot of time.
We're involved in that.
Okay.
And we have access to it. And thankfully the Eagles have been a supporter of the Green Legion for 20 years. And it for us, probably not so much for the younger generation. Yeah. I can see it, but at the same time, and I'll let myself be open to scrutiny here for this particular statement. If it was 20 years ago and I met you, I would have been wowed like you wouldn't believe. Like, holy hell, this is Irving Fryer. All right. And I would have immediately thought, wow, will this dude do a shot of Jameson with me like we just did in the green room before this break?
It was delicious.
It was. And but now it's not that for this younger generation. Now this younger generation, it's for the photo moment, for them to post on social media to say, I was with him. I would have wanted to get to know you. I would have wanted to ask you questions.
Right.
These people are just, hey, boom. They take a snapshot and all of a sudden, oh my God, he was so nice. He talked to me for 15 minutes. He's the best. Hold on a second. John has something to say. Go ahead.
Well, I go back to the Westchester dates. I mean, so I went to Westchester. They were there and it was the same thing. But at night, they were all at the bar. Jim McMahon and those guys were at the bar hanging out with the 21-year-olds in Westchester, and same with Lehigh. They were in the state. I think the younger generation understands that it's a business now. And, you know, if you get that snapshot, that selfie with them, it is accepted. I didn't like that. I liked getting to know the guys and hanging out, but it's a business now, and they know that.
I like the photos a lot better. I think it puts a more personal touch of you meeting the player instead of feeling like you're an autograph hounder. Mm-hmm. Like you're the type of guy that just wants an autograph and I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to sell it on eBay, especially a player of your caliber. That's what a lot of people like to do. And you know, you meet a Jalen Hurts and you meet an AJ Brown. And you know, for me, like I think the photo holds more weight. it's a cool moment in time. It's something that
it's a lie.
It means something to you.
It's a lie. It's a lie. No, that's what it is. It's a lie. And to me, this generation, it's a lie. It's it's what
like
I
a look
just,
at me. Like
it's not a photo.
There's no relationship. It's just a photo.
You're right, but that's not what they're saying to their friends.
No, that's not what they're saying with their friends. But that's what it is. The reality is just a photo. There's nothing of volume or solidity of depth to it. It's just a photo.
Everyone, welcome to Grandpa Grumps on Green Legion Radio.
These kids and their snapshots and their short
they've no social skills because of the social media.
Shut them off.
It's all right. Yeah, he's off. So, hold on. Yep.
That was just my observation, though. So that's a pretty good.
Let Quimby give another observation.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
There you go. I think ultimately, though, the fans want the players to be healthy. When they moved, it made sense. I want them near their training facility. I don't want you sleeping in a dorm. Right. In Lehigh.
No, it makes sense.
Lehigh was great.
Well, be careful. All right. There's so much that we've talked about recently with, example, Phillies, all right, and lack of farm system and the reason why they couldn't gel in the beginning because they weren't playing for each other. They didn't have that camaraderie experience, that hazing experience. It's a bit of hazing. You got rookies. Man, I'm sure Irv had a blast with some of these kids. No, you know, just – you know, in good fun,
mm-hmm.
but
you want them
you want that to take place. You want them to be in the same spot. You want to get pissed off people to get it out in the open, whether it's on the field or in the dorm room or in the mess hall, whatever, you know, you want to call it.
Military.
Sorry.
Well, it was a mess hall, training table. They call it training table. It was a mess hall. Right. Same thing.
You want these guys together for 3 weeks,
right?
Because it gels them as a unit, all right? He's talking about working on timing, all right? Timing is only half as important as you befriending somebody that you have no interest whatsoever in normally or have no common interest with, all right? Until you're together for 3 weeks in the same spot and you can't get away from each other. You either learn to like each other or you get it out like guys do and you move on. I think you wind up playing more for each other in that scenario than you do currently.
The teams that win the most are the teams that care the most. They care about one another. I can go out and play with you, but I play at a different level emotionally and physically if I care, if I know something about you and I care about you.
Well, let's just be clear. Like, they could do that if the league and the teams wanted to guarantee more money for practice. The difference was what's happened in the meantime since you were there.
Where the hell is he going with
this? No, hold up for a second. No, just bear with me. No, because back in the day, like Irving, hey, we got to get some work done. We got to get work done. And you got paid for it. But then the players were like, we want to get paid more. And the league was not going to pay them that much more. So they're like, all right, then you're limiting our time. We're worth this much. So – you know,
should we have not given him that shot at Jameson?
No, listen,
I don't know what happened. Listen, he said giggity at the end of the last segment, and it's completely gone off the rails.
Listen, if Jeffrey Lurie wanted to make $38 million a year instead of $60 million a year and have, you know, mandatory guaranteed practice, he could just pay for it. They don't want to pay for it.
What the hell are you talking about?
The teams don't want to pay the extra money to have these guys in their CBA. It's in their CBA that they only have like 3 days of mandatory, and then they have 2 weeks or
– We're talking about training camp, you knucklehead.
I know.
And we're talking about the fans.
I know. I understand that.
The money has nothing to do with the team chemistry.
I'm sorry. You're part of Athlete's Row today.
No.
Is that bourbon in that can?
You guys are talking about spending all this time together. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
I'm talking about during training camp, you idiot.
They could if they wanted to pay more money.
Oh, no, they have to come to training
camp. Other teams still go away for training camp. That's the point and the purpose. And when you do go away for training camp, what it does is it builds up the teamwork and the camaraderie. Right, camaraderie. And because, like, when you get done training camp here in South Philadelphia, where are you going afterwards?
Right,
you're
down
going
to town.
You're going home. Or, right. Or you're going home. Yeah. Right. You're going home to your right. wife and your
you
kids.
You aren't spending any time with the players.
And honestly,
I
can I say I this?
Sorry,
honestly.
Sorry, you're not spending any time with your teammates.
Honestly.
Your brothers.
And this is nothing at all against my family. But I looked forward to training camp. not only did I look forward to training camp, but I looked forward to away games. Because away games, I would
wow, that makes one of us in this room.
I would be able to get on, I could get on the plane and I can go to the hotel and we'd be at, we get to the hotel pretty early. So our first meeting was usually 6 or 7 o'clock at night. So no, I would go in my room, shut the lights off and go to sleep. For 3 or 4 hours.
You think about it. It's not just the 53 players that go on the road, right? It's the coaching staff, the support system, the team, all that stuff.
Medical.
It's like 100, 120 guys against 70,000.
Don't say guys.
So I looked, there's women involved. I looked forward to, particularly as I got a little bit older and started having more kids, I looked forward to training camp because it was quiet time for me.
I love that. And, I am so happy with the show right now because it further reinforces the fact that Diaz is an idiot.
and the fact that he is a nation. I cannot believe that Lonnie just
left the room.
Yeah, she just,
You got a nation?
If she didn't,
Diaz,
no, she
you have a whole nation?
It's two
Diaz
people.
Nation.
Yeah,
it's two
listen,
people.
I didn't start it.
The
I didn't
Diaz
start it. It came out of
nation?
Nowhere. It came out of nowhere. They start calling themselves Diaz Nation.
Are you going to start
listen,
a podcast?
Listen, and understand real quick, the throne is actually a sandcastle. Yeah. And every high tide, it gets knocked the hell over.
It's like the Diaz dorm room. Not a name.
Hey, jealousy.
All right,
jealousy.
Everybody, you leave your gin blossoms out of this, and let's move on to what we need to do, which is talk about the first 8 games of the season. All right, here we go. I do not have the schedule up.
You guys are going to give us what you talked about last week, right?
Listen, I don't need you to talk that much right now.
Bye week. So usually we start with week one, which is at Detroit.
All right. So listen, Irv, Diaz, John, we want to get your picks. John, you may have to come back in next week, just so you know.
Sure.
All right.
And the following week after that.
You can
I'll bring beer next week.
Ooh.
And leave a little bit earlier.
John's coming in next week.
Yeah, you got it.
Yay, John. All right. Can you guys tell us what you said last week? Give us your analysis.
Please.
I'll just give you what we have as standings each week. Well, Quimby's got overall. He's got them through 8 weeks, the bye week, week 7, 6-1. Sack has them at 5-2. I have them at 4-3.
Wow. All
right. And then as we go through the weeks, we'll just let you know if we had it as a dub or no.
So week one, we all agreed that even though the Detroit game could be a revenge game because of the thumping we gave them over Halloween last year.
Shout out to Barcade.
Yay. Barcade was great. I actually brought the best costume. It was a Grim Reaper outfit. You guys may have seen it once or twice.
Yeah. It's like Green Man.
It's, yeah.
No effort on that. That is like zero effort.
Do you
suck
wear
it,
that in the bedroom?
So anyway, we all unanimously agreed that Detroit was a W just because it's still a W. We're just going to go Irv, Diaz, Dorenzi. And listen, do yourselves a favor. Any conversation, any dialogue you want to have about a particular game, do it.
Okay.
We have got 6 weeks. 6 weeks until training camp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're searching for content, but we can talk football all day long. So,
from what I, in my listening and observation with Detroit, from what I understand, they're really rebuilding their whole defense. Mm-hmm. They're kind of starting all over with a new system and coaches and players and all that kind of stuff.
Placeholder, quarterback.
Yeah, everything. So, that's the first game of the season, and given the fact of what teams are doing right now in preseason, they're not going to be at full strength. They're not going to be working together as a unit in that first game. It's too early with all those new things going on. So I would chalk that one up as a win for the Eagles.
Detroit drafted
Aiden Hutchinson.
They had a good draft.
And Jameson Williams, but they're saying Jameson Williams isn't going to be ready for training camp.
Yeah.
So that might put him off a few weeks into the season.
Well, if he's not ready for training camp and they do what they normally do in training camp, he's not even going to play in training camp.
Keeping in mind, and I'm sorry, his name is going to evade me right now. Cornerback they drafted in 20.
Is that Okuda?
Yes, Jeff Okuda.
Jeff Okuda's played 10 games in two seasons, and I think only three games last year. I think.
And Detroit's cursed.
Well, no, they're not cursed. They're owned by the Ford family.
They're cursed.
All right. You have a number of owners in the league, Ford family, Stephen Ross, Arthur Blank, all a bunch of.
Well, there's a reason that Detroit, I mean, when a team, they have the draft set up so that when you don't do well in a season and you're down in the lower tier of the teams, you get the higher picks. They've been that way for years.
And can't get
And
it
they
right.
can't get out of the basement.
Hold up.
Go. Well, I just think their coach.
Yeah, I was going to say that they, around. Dick, listen, if they can, it's still the owners. They're still writing the checks. They're still hiring the people and putting them in place and everything. But like Dan Campbell, like they played well at the end of the year last year. They played well. Like they were a bad team. They lost, but they played a lot harder, longer than you would have thought. Being like, you know,
well,
losing
pride.
Those
yeah.
games.
They
yeah.
do. Dan Campbell is a hell of a coach. In 3 years, they will be a formidable NFC team. They will be.
You think?
Well, they got to get a quarterback.
Well, they won't be the first game of the season this year.
It's a W.
Well, all right. Do we all unanimously agree it's a W?
Yes.
Dubs.
I think just based on their secondary, and if we go into the season with a healthy A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Quez Watkins, I don't know how they can even consider.
Can you imagine what happens when we put A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the same side?
Could you imagine trips?
Yeah, I was going to go to that next. Can you imagine when we put Goddard as the at the helm and the two wingmen, or A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? And Quez gets to eat
thanks.
On the
we
other
just
side.
Said that, but that's okay.
Yeah, Quez gets to eat
trips.
On the other side. Because
trips
what?
Means Quez was involved.
You have to put your defense gear it towards that side of the field where you got the trips.
Don't forget about Quez.
Quez gets to eat. Quez gets to eat all day long.
Hey, just real
I
quick,
know, man.
And I think it's important. You guys got to make sure you talk about Quez.
Quez, yeah. Okay. Quez gets to eat, don't forget. But just imagine that. The three-headed monster on one side of the field.
Should be.
That's going to be crazy.
I thought there would be at least be one person that went Detroit L in week one.
I thought it would be Diaz because he's the contrarian.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not true.
I thought, you know, we'd at least – why did you shut your computer off?
Why did you shut your computer off?
It's not charging.
Cool. All right.
The room just got a whole lot better now.
Oh, yeah. God.
There you go.
See you later, Diaz.
Hold
Kick
on.
Him out.
Diaz, remove. There we are.
I'll tell you guys.
He removed Diaz from the room.
He removed himself.
He's out of the green room.
The positive I have is when my face is there. Now they just hear me. There's no even looking at me. This is it's
your
just
own wife voice. Doesn't want to look at you.
They did hear you up until then.
Isolation.
All right. How about this
Uh-oh.
One? Interesting. Week two, home opener, Sunday night. Against the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins.
Uh-huh. I will say this right now. Kirk Cousins has owned our ass. And even though it's our home opener, this is my loss.
I hate you because you're right about that. I have them winning this game, but this would be – this is the
– Primetime Kirk?
The biggest – yeah, Primetime Kirk –
what did you say he was?
This is the questionable game for me.
Yes.
This is a game I'm saying win, but if they lost, I wouldn't be surprised.
So what the hell are we writing down?
We
win.
Okay.
It's a win.
I think.
Thanks.
I really like the state that the Eagles are in right now, particularly since.
Pennsylvania?
No, the state of.
Wow. Even dad jokes.
Yeah.
Boy. The peanut butter box is here. Y'all know about the peanut butter box?
No, what is that?
Y'all never see that commercial? The two dogs, the big dog and the little dog.
Dog and peanut butter. It doesn't sound like a solid combination.
No, listen.
Right?
Could be helpful. Y'all got to watch this. You got to watch this.
Herb, be careful. You're about to be muted.
You never saw that commercial? I'm not even going to go there then.
Okay. What website was it on?
Was it Skippy or Jif?
It's the peanut butter. It's actually about dogs meds.
Is it Peter
Pan? It's about creamy. It's about dogs meds. And you got the big dog and the little dog and looking at the box on the porch. And the big dog says, the peanut butter box is here. And the little dog says, no, it's not the peanut butter box. He says to the big dog, that's mother. Mother gives us our medicine and she puts it in, you know, that's our meds. And she puts our meds in peanut butter. And that's how we get to eat peanut butter. He goes, The peanut butter box is here. So
too.
He said, all I know is we get peanut butter. The peanut butter box is here.
That's a drop. So you got to write that down.
Watch it. Hey, put peanut butter box in there. Put peanut butter box in there. Google
what
peanut butter box.
What the hell?
Google peanut butter
so,
box.
So, Eagles or Vikings?
Eagles. I got the Eagles.
Yo, Lewis.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Lewis, I think Irvin.
You see it?
I think Irvin's thinking about sex again.
I wasn't the one thinking about sex.
And thankfully, somebody up the average, that wasn't me.
You got to look that up. It's the peanut butter.
I got it.
You got it? The peanut.
Georgia, look. The peanut butter box is here.
Ralph, that's the Chewy Pharmacy box with our flea and tick meds. It's not peanut butter.
I know. But every time the box comes, we get the peanut butter.
Yes, because Mom takes the meds out of the box and puts them in the peanut butter.
Sounds like we're getting peanut butter.
Yes, but that is the Chewy Pharmacy box.
The peanut butter box is here.
How the hell did we get to
this? The peanut butter box is here.
You hit that one pretty well, sir.
Zach, I want that clip as the promo. That is the promo right there.
That's my favorite commercial,
let's get Irving.
So Eagles Vikings week two. Let me tell you a quick story about Chewy.com.
If there's three W's.
Chewy, we expect full endorsement this season.
Exactly. Let's go.
And a sponsorship.
That's a great commercial, man.
My wife spends enough money with Chewy. They should definitely be sponsoring us.
And if you wondered why we couldn't get through week 8 last week.
We were talking about PetSmart last week. Now it's Chewy this week.
Woo!
We were.
Yeah.
Were we?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. We were.
Oh, I was
That's a great commercial, man.
Well,
that's a great commercial.
I can't ask you to do it again, but if you...
The peanut butter box is here.
Hit week 3 on the other side.
All right, hold on. What did we get for week 2?
Dubs across the board.
Three wins. Yeah. Dubs across the board.
Me and you are the only ones that have losses.
Did you took that as a loss,
yeah,
right? Okay. All right, week 3.
After the break.
Are we on a break?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So we're taking a break. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM. What are you doing?
I said I want peanut butter.
I got peanut butter. But
I don't want your peanut butter.
You're going to have to find it on your own. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Also, Super Sam has a message for us.
Nah, she sent you the link before you actually found it.
Okay.
She must have seen the commercial.
Thank you. Also here with John Dorenzi, all of your Bud Light.
It's his consumed. Fault, everybody.
It's his fault.
We got Dorenzi in studio.
Perfect.
It's his fault.
Along with Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Eagles legendary receiver Irving Fryer, Super Sam, and of course our producer Slash. We'll be back with more Idiocracy right after this. All right, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We're in our second to last segment.
Yes,
correct.
We haven't gotten anywhere, have we?
Can I open the segment? I got important tragic news.
So anyway, moving on to predictions.
Tragic news is he actually still has to read the script from Lewis on this show.
Oh, that can be pushed off next week. It doesn't matter. Hold on a second.
He's been engaged. He's been tuned in.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we get that out of the way? Predictions are you have to actually do this. Does Lou want to be on the show when you do this?
No, of course.
You sure?
I don't think we need to spend that much time.
First of all, please, for people that are just joining us for the first time, don't know the history. One of my closest friends in the world lives in Miami Beach. His name is Luis Dominguez Jr. He and I chewed up a lot of the same sand for 3 years when I lived down there. And I have to tell you, brother, if you're still in the room, the last 3 years were so much better than the first two because you were a part of it. I mean that in every bit of sincerity.
You got to show the heart. You got to do the heart.
Well, I don't need to do that. He knows.
All right.
But I've also tried to introduce Lewis to as many of my circle as I could because he's a guy you want to have around.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is you say this about Lewis. He might be the nicest guy.
Hold on. No, I'm not. You're not allowed to say anything yet. All right. You can have your time when it's ready. Lewis might be the nicest guy I ever met, which is kind of disturbing because I don't like people that are nice to me. I generally do better with asses.
Facts.
Yeah, facts. True. But so Lewis is a staunch Miami fan. Dolphins, Marlins, Heat, Panthers, not really Miami, just letting you know. But
it's okay. Like all their fans in the stadium this year, they front runner kind of thing. He jumped on them this year. Yeah.
nice. He and Diaz have gone toe to toe. There's a letter there. You know, but
let me introduce this here. Yeah, okay. Please. So this is the background. So before the Sixers Heat series, yeah, you know, Embiid was banged up. He had the concussion. No, he wasn't paying. No. We bet every time we got something up. We bet on the Eagles Dolphins games. We bet on the Heat series in 2018. We do these bets and I'm up to, I think, two cases of beer, and we turn it into like a full night out when we're on a Green Legion trip. I've been kicking this guy's butt. And then we made him just mail in a check. And what you don't see, there is a framed letter up there, Quimby, but what's behind the letter is a check that
I
wouldn't
cash. Oh, is
there
a check?
Yeah, because he wanted to just pay me off. And I'm like, no, I'm framing it. And that's why we have that.
There's a check behind that?
Yeah.
For how much?
I don't know, 75 bucks or something like that. Nice. I don't know. So anyway.
You know, that could feed children in East India for a month.
Yeah. I know, but yeah, I mean,
or it could get a peanut butter box.
I'd rather keep the story than the money. The story is worth more than the amount of the check. Please, let's not go back into the, chewy.com. Chewy.com. Anyway, so he wanted a bet, and I knew Embiid was, and so we're like, what we're going to do? I'm like, I don't know, man. Are we at like quadruple or nothing now? And, you know, I'm joking about that. I'm like, I don't know. What do you want? And we're like, how about this? We do a video. Whoever loses the series, the victor needs to write out a little speech, and then the loser has to write and read it. I mean, that's it.
All right. So where are we now?
So now I have to read this stupid thing.
I don't know. I tuned out.
Yeah, I was gone. I was on the beach.
Just read the thing.
Good. If everyone's tuned out for this part, that's fine. Turn this part off. Turn it back on in 40 seconds. We are three games into the NBA Finals, and while the Miami Heat aren't playing, I do have to make good on a friendly wager with our friend of the program, Louise.
Say it like you mean it.
For his Heat taking out my beloved Sixers in the playoffs. I have to give credit to the Miami Heat franchise and their culture.
I agree. All right. You're starting over. And you're going to say it with sincerity. No, I don't care. I don't give it. We can do this for the rest of the show.
Besides talking Phillies.
All right. You're not going to sound like a jackass. You lost the bet. Go.
We are three games into the NBA Finals.
Start over
again. Like I said, we can do this all day. We're Captain America. I can do this all day. Go.
We are three games into the NBA Finals again.
We want to get to some more predictions.
Yeah, let's go. Come
so
on.
Get through it.
Be genuine.
We are three games into the NBA Finals, and while the Miami Heat aren't playing, I do have to make good on a friendly wager with our friend of the program, Luis, for his Heat taking out my beloved Sixers in the playoffs. I have to give credit to the Miami franchise and their culture. The fact that they were once again on the verge of yet another all caps finals appearance really validates what they did in the bubble. That's hilarious.
Welcome to the bubble.
They are a first-class organization starting at the top with the great Pat Riley. Also, what Jimmy Butler did in the series against the 76ers, and really throughout the whole playoffs, it's time that he gets recognized as being a top player in today's NBA.
So true.
Jimmy Buckets does it all. And is playing
more than Embiid.
And is playing – I have to correct this. It's not is. Was playing the best ball of his career. The Sixers really should have never let him go. And I, Diaz, miss him terribly. Luis also said that last year, said as he did last year, this doesn't make any sense here, wants to pass along some new slogans for the Sixers. He did this last year after losing in the first round. We did this on the show.
All right, get to it.
Old slogan. Here they come. New slogan. There they went. Once again in the second round.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Old slogan. 10-9-8 76ers. new slogan, 10987 Six Flags Great Adventure Water Park for the early summer vacation. old slogan, trust the process.
Hold on, that's great.
Yeah. That is a really good one.
Old slogan, trust the process. New slogan, abandon the procedure.
And that one not so great. That second one was good.
Yeah, we'll go with the second one from here on out. So let's all be fair here. Like this, the Jimmy Butler
Can we be fair?
The Jimmy Butler Renaissance is a bunch of BS. The guy,
Porky Pig over
the guy scored 15 points in three games in the middle. Oh, he was injured. Oh, look, give me a break. Jimmy Butler's a loser. He's never going to win anything. With
Where did that come from?
I love Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler is a Michelob Ultra sponsor, so we do like Jimmy.
There we go.
All right, Jimmy Butler. Yeah, hats off.
Jimmy Butler, two Eastern Conference Finals and an NBA Finals. Embiid still yet to play.
Diaz Nation goddess Lonnie Zimmerman. Can I say I love Jimmy Butler?
She can say whatever she wants.
Okay.
Diaz Nation is open to all opinions.
Okay.
Lonnie's a mess. So I love
nice it. Recovery there, Quimby. Always got he's pointing around and he just goes, "Oh, Lonnie's a mess."
Yeah.
Air traffic control to the left.
Deflect.
You can be fired too.
Yeah, that's right.
You're ready to go.
I have my week 8 predictions.
What game are we on? Yeah, what game
week
are we on?
Week
3.
4.
3.
Week oh, 3. Oh, we didn't get to week 3.
No, Washington Wences.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, that's a win. That's a win. Yes, all day long.
That's a win.
If you want to add commentary,
I don't know.
By all means,
I don't know if they cover. I don't know what the line is. I would say it's closer than.
You think the line's out already?
Yeah, the lines are out for every.
Line's not out for that game.
I guarantee it is.
Yeah, the lines are out for every game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Come on, Fox Sports, the game.
I have them as a loss.
You have it as a loss.
I have them as a loss. I think they're 2-0 going into that game. Their heads are a little tight.
It was nice knowing you, Dennis.
Yeah, it was nice. Knowing
and they start out a little slow. And
remember, he pays for that check you get on this.
But Carson Wentz is going to be playing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Eagles always falter against former quarterbacks.
Yes, they do.
Not Wentz.
The Wentz apologist.
You mean not
you mean,
Wentz?
You mean, Wentz apologist, right here.
And I just don't think they go 3-0. I just that's the game.
I agree with you. I think that's too much of a dream to go 3-0. That's why I had the Minnesota loss. Diaz, you had a close.
How many other quarterbacks have they not won against?
Number 5 will always love you.
So one.
Yeah, but that's a premier.
The Washington.
It's a premier Redskins. One.
The only one. Yeah.
Listen,
you have that as a win or a loss?
I have it as a loss.
Carson Wentz sucks.
Thank you.
Sack is upset he named his son Carson, and he's been defending him ever since he left, even though we're much happier without him.
Hey. No.
You see that Super Bowl banner that's hanging up in that stadium?
Carson.
It's a big reason why, so you all forget about that. You all.
Oh, I
11 I'm wins.
So we don't win that Super Bowl without Carson Wentz. Absolutely.
I'm not saying that they would have won it without him. They would not have won it.
He's a different guy now.
He's a different guy now, and not because he lost his talent, but he lost his courage. He needs to go to see the wizard.
He's not.
I love that, man. Where'd you come up with that? That's great. That should be the name of the show.
They will not lose that game. They will lose that game because of the Washington defense.
You got to go off to see the wizard.
Say that again. And you guys, everybody's kind of talking over everybody, right? No. You're fine. You're not saying much. These guys are all talking over
the Washington defense will win that game, not Carson Wentz.
Really?
Remember what we said last week, though, the logic that we tried to apply to it. What do you guys have them going in the division? Like, obviously, we're going to go in, you know, game by game, but I'm 4-2.
I'm 4-2.
And so you're 4-2. So what are your two losses?
Well, we'll get there when we get there. I mean,
we talked about this last week. I mean, like.
No, hold on. He has not had the opportunity. So, that's right. So we get it. There was logic involved, and it was really weird because we all sat there for a second and like, wait, why are we actually speaking about logic?
But I have them split. I'll tell you why. I have them splitting with Dallas, right?
Right.
And I have them. I don't think this would be as disappointing. I think we're going to have a disappointing loss against the Giants.
That's what I said last week.
I think they're going to beat Washington twice, and we're like kind of getting a little up in our heads about this Wentz thing. I think we're a better team. They're a mess. Wentz isn't that good. They might not cut. If this opened as, I mean, they're on the road. I don't know. If this is a 5.5-point spread or something, I'd be like, eh.
But Washington's a better team than the Giants are.
No, I know, but we'll lose a dumb game against the Giants. That's my point.
I agree. I believe we'll split with Dallas. We'll lose in Dallas. We'll win here when we play them. And we're going to lose one of those Giants games.
Yeah.
It's just
We'll be devastated. We'll be
like, yes, allow me, please, to capitalize.
Fact is,
Carson has had 8 months, 9 months to fester about the loss to Jacksonville. Do not interrupt me because I will mute you for the rest of the show. All right. Who has already had confidence issues? You cannot get that. And I want to throw this to Irv, okay? Fact. You cannot grab back your confidence unless you get back on the field in a game day situation where you can win.
Well, this is week three.
I understand that. I'm not talking about that. All right. What I'm talking about is a guy who obviously floundered a little bit here when the pressure got on him. All right. This is not – there's no home field advantage in FedEx Field. As a matter of fact, if there is, it's ours.
Yeah.
Fact.
Because it makes the rest of the stadium depressed. They're like, there's this many. Like, this is supposed to be our stadium.
All right. I guarantee you there will be. This is the only situation in – everybody always, hey, Quimby, how many fans do you think – how many thousands of Eagles fans do you think were at that stadium? I don't know. I don't care. But I'll tell you right now, at FedEx Field, there will be more Eagles fans than Commanders fans.
I like saying commodes. We'll have legal look that up.
All right, check into that.
Legal?
All right,
come on. Big time show over here.
Fact is, all right, I don't know what the Redskins' schedule is to open up.
Football team?
I do. That's what I'm saying.
What's 1 and 2? Weeks 1 and 2.
Week 1, they're playing Jacksonville. Doug Peterson. What if they lose that game? I don't know where it is.
I don't think the Redskins win 3 games football this team. Season.
Oh, well, I think they're really? Better than that. They're better than that.
Football team.
What makes you think they're better than that?
I think they've
got a good roster.
They can easily start out 2-0.
One at a time.
Did anybody see Carson Wentz play last year?
He played really well until the last couple weeks of the season. I mean, like,
he did.
Do not.
He handed the ball off.
27-7 last year. How many touchdown passes did Jalen Hurts throw last year?
The Commanders' defense is strong.
Why does
Chase Young back? We struggled to beat Taylor Heineke and Gilbert Gottfried last year.
Why does Sack want Wentz over Hurts? That's what I'm asking. Why does he want Wentz over Hurts?
Just look at the stats. I'm not saying I want Wentz over Hurts. All I'm saying is just you guys want to sit here and bash Wentz and what his season last year. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers.
Allow me to justify.
Did they make the playoffs?
This a little bit, guys. We've got to stop. Okay, please. Allow me to justify this, all right, in your words, all right? Coming to Philadelphia, all right, you can be embraced. This is the biggest small town in America, and we all know that because we live it every day, all right? Carson coming to the Commanders, the Commodes. Fact is, the Washington football team has such a limited fan base at this point because they have been so terrible, and it's spread out over such a large area, which is also extremely transient. It's not as if Carson came to Washington and all of a sudden there was a red carpet welcome at the art museum for this guy.
Worst movie
Nobody
ever.
Gives at all. Okay, about him. Nobody who's a fan of the Washington football team gives a about Carson Wentz being there. It's not as if the city embraced him and said, oh my God, our savior, Carson. Because for the Washington football team, they don't practice in Washington, D.C.
Virginia.
They do not have any offices in Washington, D.C., and they don't play any games in Washington, D.C. That franchise is a complete and effing crap show.
Is that good legal?
Is that fine? There is no way no way that the Eagles lose that game. Zero. Okay. Zero.
So you're saying win?
You know they won.
Lost.
You know they won the division 2 years.
We've got 33% of this room right now that says they lose that game.
Okay, that's fine.
I believe that's a justified argument.
That's like 6 minutes of you that already gave that answer, and I thought we were just going through the first 8 games.
By the way, Washington.
Remember we talked about, hey, let's keep this dialogue going so we have crap to talk about for the next 6 weeks. Here we are.
Washington can easily be 2-0 heading into this game. Opening up at home against Jacksonville and at Detroit.
They're not going to win three games, maybe.
All right, Kyle. Thanks, Kyle.
What are you doing, Kyle?
I don't know why you think they're a three-win.
I don't think they're three-win. I think they're like six, seven.
We got to go to break.
Do we? Already? Yeah. Was this the second to last?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We're
you
never
went on like
through.
A half an hour rant about.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
I still have
it
no
was
faith
very
in
long.
Carson Wentz.
It was long. It was real long.
Hold on. Like was six, it good? It was long.
6 minutes, you know, but hey, that's all good.
I never liked any of you except John and Irv. Right. You two idiots, and you know, you can go straight to hell. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, going straight to hell here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. We will be back for our final segment. Oh, God, we haven't even talked Phillies, have we?
We can get a little bit in if you'd like.
All right. Let's do it. We'll be back right after this. Everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Hope you're enjoying listening to us on your way to or from the shore, or if you're just slumming it in Philadelphia like the rest of us. Everybody, it's been a hell of a show. Joined alongside Eagles legendary wide receiver and now a permanent part of Green Legion Radio, Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer.
No doubt.
Good to be here.
No
yes.
My boy Irv.
Good to be here.
And just so you guys know, coming up, Irv has a story to tell. If you have listened to us for any length of time, you know some of his story, but there's more to it, and we're going to hear about it soon enough. And we're going to campaign heavily for Irv to get into where he should be, which is the NFL Hall of Fame. We'll get to that.
We're all going. That happens. We're all going.
Oh, hold on, man.
We're all going.
You understand I took 1,000 people out for Dawkins Hall of Fame.
It was one of the greatest.
It was awesome.
We had so much fun in Cleveland. It was Cleveland in August, early August. Listen, Irv, you're going to have the biggest party. You don't even know. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Rick Kanes, thank you for that, man. Appreciate that. Zach sounds like Alex Donahue. He must be getting subliminal messages. He ate Kenny? Is this the South Park episode?
I'm also close to the Elton John jacket that he gave Quimby. So
it is. By the way, we will be releasing next week. I have 20 tickets, stage tickets, plus a upscale food. I want to say buffet, but it's not. It's more like a prime rib station.
Carving stations, hors d'oeuvres,
and
hors d'oeuvres,
and top shelf open bar with stage tickets for the Elton John concert on July 15th. They're probably going to go on sale for about $4.95 a pop. 20 is all I have. And that's because two of them are taken up by Stateside Vodka and two are taken up by me. I've got, JJ, row 14 and row 23, and I will have four spots, which will probably go for $5.95. GG row 7, which is where Stateside and I will be. And I just looked over at John DeRenzi and he had his arms crossed and legs crossed. He might have been subliminally saying, bitch, I want two as well.
The ones farthest away from Quimby are going for $9.95 on the secondary market.
So we are still talking about prediction. Pain. Love that. But we won't have a lot of time to get to that. I believe we went WWL.
Yes.
So Irving said win. Diaz said win. John Dorenzi is only allowed back in studio next week because he gives us money.
More importantly, beer. More importantly, the beer. He's
for
the beer
that,
guy.
For that Chris Sack loss prediction in Landover, Maryland.
Chevrolet. There's been quite a few.
I think at this point we should table the rest of our predictions till next week. And I think it's time for a bit of a sack attack.
There's no need for a sack attack right now.
All
right,
go.
We're on cloud nine. I mean, listen, it's me and Murph. We talked about on this last week's episode of Bud Light Baseball Brunch. We had Quimby on the show with us down there at Xfinity Live. We're going to be back at Xfinity Live Sunday after Sunday morning from 11 to noon, leading you into Phillies Diamondbacks. Make sure you guys come on out and hang out with us. This is really cool. This past week, Quimby, you saw it too. A lot of people walking up to Murph, getting photos, autographs.
We're starting to gain momentum.
No doubt about it. Yeah, absolutely. And, we're having a great time, having a blast on Bud Light Baseball Brunch. Make sure you guys tune in or come down and see us before you go to the game on Sunday. Phillies are hot right now. Winners of 7 in a row. They're 6-0 right now under interim manager, Rob Thompson. The first time that a Phillies manager has started out 5-0 through their first 5 games, as a manager since 1915. Which the guy at that point, Plant, he started out 8-0, through his first.
What was his name?
Remember that. Yeah.
Gosh.
You got challenged.
I got
Swami.
It on my phone here. Hold on.
That's all right.
No, Pat Moran. There you go.
Quimby, how many of those games you go to?
Oh,
hey, hold on. Best part about Irv being a permanent part of the show now is I am no longer the oldest person here.
Yeah, but he's got
kick all our ass, though.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on. He looks so much younger than I do.
He's also the first manager to start out 5-0 since Jim Leland did it in 2006.
Mm.
And who also hired him? Dave Dombrowski.
Wow.
So Dave seems to have an idea of when to make a change in the clubhouse. Things look stagnant. Things look dead. I know they pulled out that game on Wednesday. I actually had predicted they were going to fire him on Thursday. They fired him Friday morning. I was expecting it to happen on an off day, but to do it the day of a game. The offense is hot before, and this is, listen, we're recording on Thursday night, so this is not including, the results of the 8 runs that they put up today, but it stands the test of time in those games.
This is what they should have been doing.
They were averaging before today's game, which is still on pace, 7.5 runs per game over their last 7 games. The offense is starting to wake up. Bryce Harper is an absolute monster. I do not think he's human. If you realize what he's doing right now after he had the injection in his elbow a couple weeks ago, because he has a torn UCL, which is going to require possibly Tommy John surgery if the injection that he got in his elbow doesn't heal it the way they think it's going to heal.
While he's jacking homers.
While he's jacking homers. I mean, like, 425-foot bomb that he hit today.
Wow.
Off of
ridiculous.
The scoreboard in center field. And the funny thing is, if you guys realize, listen, they've won 7 in a row. What happens at the end of wins? They had the line at the end of the game, right, where they're high-fiving. Bryce keeps his right elbow tucked in and slaps everybody high-five with his left hand. He does not let anybody touch that right arm. It's incredible right now. He's so superstitious about it. Just don't touch me. 5 home runs in the last 6 games.
It's okay, Sheldon.
Monster.
Sack is destroyed.
And I'm just
no touching Harper anymore.
Well, listen, they're 1 game under 500. They're 1 game under 500 right now, and the Mets have kind of started leaking a little bit of oil, which is to be the case. I mean, right now they haven't had Jacob DeGrom all season. Max Scherzer is going to be out until at least mid to late July with his oblique injury. Yeah, they're missing the DeGrom's replacement, Ty McGill. They're missing him in the rotation. It's the 3-year top starters right now.
Just beat the Mets, baby.
Listen,
beat the Mets.
The Mets are leaking oil, but
they're not going to win the division. It's not going to happen.
The Phillies, you mean?
Yeah,
I just beat the Mets every day.
That's I still have the Braves winning the division, and the Braves are hotter than the Phillies right now. The Braves have actually won 7 in a row, but they're in their last 10, they're better than the Phillies are. And the Phillies have won 7 in a row, and they're leading right now as we're doing the broadcast. The Braves are going to get are starting to find themselves. They're getting hotter, and they're going to get Mike Soroka back in July. I mean, that's their staff ace from 2 years ago. Max Fried has just taken over the reins. They're going to get him back after tearing his Achilles twice last year.
Wow.
And Ronald Acuña is just starting to pick up steam. He's starting to get hot. And Austin Riley and Dansby Swanson and Ozzie Albies. But nonetheless, the Phillies are also, they're still right there in that wild card race too. Remember, 3 wild card teams this year. 3, not just 2.
We're coming into the last minutes of the show, and I want to make sure we address this because tragic news out of the NFL for Green Legion Radio. Quimby, I can't believe you haven't mentioned this. Sean McVay got married last weekend. So, you know, I didn't hear your reaction. She's off the market now.
So, there, that was deserved, but we want to finish up with Phillies. I'd pipe Sean McVay's fiance watch list has been retired for a few months now.
Your final watch is over.
John, in case you did not know, right, Jared Goff got traded to Detroit because of a text message he sent to players on the Rams team, which said, I would pipe Sean McVay's girlfriend.
So would I.
We are in good hands over here at Green Legion Radio.
I don't think see my wife in the room right now.
I'm looking at the only female persuasion of this entire equation. She's not on right now, but Super Sam is laughing her ass off right now. Green, one last pipe. There it is. Predictions of, oh, go ahead, John.
Hey, I don't know if you guys are ending, but I know we do a lot at Xfinity Live. And Justin DeSalvo, the GM down there, and his
congratulations.
Wife Jackie, just had their baby Luke these last couple days.
Congratulations. Also,
when you guys are down there, make sure you say it. Justin's a great guy.
Yeah, he's great. He takes
Justin
care of
everything.
He's a great guy.
The man. The man. Is that about it?
Yep.
We don't have any more time.
I thought you wanted a prediction. Is that what you were going for?
I do. I want you to tell us where you think the Phillies are going to be at the end of the season.
They're a wild card. They're a wild card team. They will be one of the three to get into the playoffs.
All right.
And this change right here, I'll tell you what, the back end of the bullpen is still a little sketchy. I want Sir Anthony Dominguez to take over for Corey Knebel. But Dave Dombrowski, they already know that they're over the luxury tax threshold. They're going to make moves at the trade deadline. Put yourself in position to make sure that they're big ones.
Excellent.
Love it.
Everybody, that's about as much as we can give you. John. Can we expect you back next Thursday?
I think you can. Yes, absolutely. Right. I will be here.
We want your predictions.
I will be bringing presents.
Leave a little earlier too.
You have to because
the peanut butter box is here.
That's the title of today's show.
John, you have to come back because we're leading off with the return of Doug Peterson to Lincoln Financial Field.
Interesting. You got it. Interesting. All right. You guys, my name is Quimby on behalf of Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, whether you're driving to or from the shore or just hanging out in Philly. I am also joined by Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer, Michael Shut Up Diaz, John Dorenzi, responsible for all of your Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and so many more, Goose Island, Golden Road Mango.
Seltzer,
you name it. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Ooh. And of course, Super Sam work in the room and our producer, Kyle / Nunnemaker / the Gobbler. Everybody, we appreciate you. We're calling it a day right now. We will see you next week. We will see you next week. We will see you next week. We will see you next week.